All right, welcome to your deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at something pretty amazing, AI and healthcare.
Yeah, this is some really cool cutting-edge stuff.
Yeah, we're talking about how AI can create synthetic health data, like, so real, you know?
Yeah, it's wild, like almost science fiction.
Exactly, and that's what makes the research we're diving into so fascinating.
For sure.
Okay, so we're looking at an extended abstract of a paper, CardiaGen, a hierarchical deep generative model for cardiac signals. It was presented at this ML4H 2022 conference. And you want to understand how AI can generate synthetic ECG data,
right?
Like the same kind you'd get from an electrocardiogram, right? And then what all that means for healthcare.
Well, it's super intriguing, right? Because when you think about it, you need large, diverse data sets to train AI models effectively.
Mm-hmm.
But getting real-world data, especially for rare conditions, it can be really tough.
So how does this CardiaGen work? Is it like, I don't know, a virtual heart in a computer?
In a way, yeah. CardiaGen is this sophisticated AI model that can actually create synthetic ECG data.
Wow.
So instead of needing thousands of real patient ECGs, you could use CardiaGen to generate a virtual data set.
Mm-hmm.
And then that could be used to train an AI that might help diagnose heart conditions more accurately.
Okay, so it's like, I don't know, like a virtual patient generator.
Yeah.
But how does it actually create the synthetic data?
It learns. So CardiaGen is what they call a hierarchical deep generative model.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is it actually learns the underlying structure of real ECG signals.
Okay.
And then it uses that knowledge to create new ones.
Interesting.
So think of it like, you know, an artist who studies hundreds of portraits.
Uh-huh.
And then uses that knowledge to paint a brand new face.
Right.
That looks super real.
So it's not just copying, right? It's like learning the rules and patterns and then creating something new based on that understanding.
Precisely. And it does this through two modules. One focuses on heart rate variability, so HRV.
Okay.
Which basically, you know, reflects the tiny variations in time between heartbeats.
Interesting. Yeah. And then the other module.
That focuses on the morphology of the ECG signal.
Okay.
Meaning like the shape of the peaks and valleys.
Right, right.
You see on an ECG printout.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it like breaks down this complex signal into two key parts.
Yep.
Learns the rules for each and then puts it back together to create a new synthetic ECG.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this modular approach, that's one of the things that makes CardiaGen so clever.
Okay.
Because it allows for really targeted training
mm-hmm.
and more control over what kind of synthetic data is being created.
Interesting. So it's not just spitting out like random heartbeats.
No, no, no.
It's generating data with like specific characteristics.
Yeah. And the researchers can even enforce physiological realism by using what they call mathematical penalties during the training process.
Huh.
So think of them like guidelines.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure that the generated data stays within like the realm of how a real heart behaves.
That makes sense. So it's not just about making something that looks like an ECG.
Right.
It has to like act like one too.
Exactly. And this, you know, opens up some exciting possibilities. For example, they could potentially preserve privacy by masking, like identifying features in the data.
Ah, so you could train these powerful AI models without needing access to like sensitive patient data.
Exactly.
That's huge.
It is. And it also allows them to generate ECGs for situations that, you know, you might not see often in real world data.
Oh, okay.
Like those with extremely high or low heart rates.
Mm-hmm.
So this is incredibly valuable for training AI models to recognize, you know, a wider range of situations.
Sounds like they've thought of everything, but how do we know this actually works? Like, did they put CardiaGen to the test?
Oh, yeah, they did. They used this data set called WASADAD, which includes ECGs from 15 people. And the cool thing is they measured these folks while they were in all these different emotional states.
Okay.
Like neutral, stressed, amused, and even meditating.
So they were trying to see if CardiaGen could like pick up on those subtle ways our heart rhythms change with our emotions?
Exactly.
That's so clever.
Yeah, so they trained CardiaGen to create, you know, synthetic ECG data that mimics these different emotional states.
Okay.
And then analyzed the results.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see how well, you know, the synthetic data matched the real data.
Right.
In terms of things like average heart rate and the emotion labels.
So it had to pass like a realism test? Like, could it fool someone into thinking that the synthetic data was from a real person?
Yes. And even more importantly, they wanted to see if the synthetic data could actually improve the performance of other AI models Okay. that are designed to, you know, recognize emotions and even individual identities from ECGs.
Okay, so they're not just creating data.
Right.
They're creating data that can be used to make other AI even smarter. What were the results?
So CardiAgin, you know, passed with flying colors.
Amazing.
It retained information about the input conditions remarkably well, meaning it really learned those relationships mm-hmm. between heart rate, morphology, and emotions.
Wow, so it's not just mimicking, it's actually learning.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And what about that realism test? Did the synthetic data actually look like the real deal?
It did.
Okay.
But here's the most impressive part. Adding the synthetic data to the training process
yeah.
significantly boosted the accuracy of those other AI models.
Really?
So imagine taking an AI that's already pretty good at recognizing emotions from ECGs and making it even better
mm-hmm.
just by adding in this synthetic data.
Wow. It's like giving these AIs like a superpower.
Yeah. It is.
So, like, what does all of this mean? Why should we care about this CardiAgin thing?
Well, think about the problem we started with, right?
Yeah.
Limited data and healthcare. So CardiAgin offers a potential solution to that. It can help us overcome this challenge by creating synthetic data that's just as good, if not better,
wow.
than real data for training AI.
So it's not just a cool tech demo.
Yeah.
It actually has like real world implications.
Right.
Where could this technology be like the most impactful, do you think?
Well, one area is drug development.
Okay.
Right now, testing new drugs is such a long and expensive process.
Yeah.
One of the reasons is, you know, you need to test them on lots of people
mm-hmm.
to see how they affect, you know, different individuals.
And finding enough people for those clinical trials, especially for those rare conditions,
right.
can be really tough.
Exactly. But imagine using CardiAgin to create synthetic data that represents a whole range of different patients.
Okay.
Different ages, genders, yeah. ethnicities, even different health conditions.
Mm.
You could run virtual clinical trials on a massive scale.
That's wild. It's like a fast forward button for medical research. We could test way more potential treatments in a virtual world
mm-hmm.
before we even have to involve real people.
Exactly.
What about personalized medicine? I keep hearing that that's the future of healthcare.
You're right. And CardiAgin could play a big role there too.
Okay.
Personalized medicine basically means, you know, tailoring medical treatments to each individual patient
mm-hmm.
based on their unique characteristics.
So instead of a one-size-fits-all approach,
yeah.
you're giving each patient the treatment that's most likely to work for them.
Exactly. But to do that effectively,
yeah.
you need a ton of data about each patient,
right.
their medical history, genetic profile, lifestyle choices, you know, and more.
And gathering all that information can be a huge challenge.
Right.
So how could CardiAgin help with that?
Well, let's say you're treating a patient with like a rare heart condition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where there isn't a lot of real world data available.
Okay.
You could use CardiAgin to create synthetic data that mimics their specific heart's characteristics. Essentially creating a digital twin.
So like a virtual version of their heart?
Yes.
That you can use to like experiment on.
You could then use that digital twin to test out different treatment options.
Okay.
In this virtual environment.
Right.
Helping doctors make, you know, better decisions about the best course of action for that specific patient.
That's remarkable.
Right.
It sounds like CardiAgin could be like a game changer for healthcare.
It really does have that potential.
Yeah.
And it's really just scratching the surface of what's possible
mm-hmm.
with this AI-generated health data.
Yeah.
As this technology continues to evolve,
mm-hmm.
we can expect to see even more, you know, innovative applications emerge,
mm-hmm.
potentially transforming how we diagnose, treat, and even prevent diseases.
But, you know, it's not all sunshine and roses, right? There must be some potential downsides to consider. What about, it sounds almost too good to be true, right? Creating, like, virtual patients, running massive simulations that all feel so futuristic. But where does that leave, like, the human element in all this?
Oh, that's a really great question. While, you know, the potential of CardiAgin
uh-huh.
and this whole, like, AI-generated health data thing is huge,
yeah.
we always have to remember that technology is a tool.
Right.
You know, it's meant to help us, right?
Yeah.
To augment and support, like, human intelligence and decision-making.
Right.
Not to replace it.
So it's not about replacing doctors with algorithms.
No.
It's about, like, giving doctors better tools to do their job.
Exactly, yeah. Think of CardiAgin like, I don't know, like a powerful microscope.
Okay.
That lets doctors see things that they couldn't see before.
Mm-hmm.
It can provide insights and predictions.
Yeah.
But the ultimate responsibility for diagnosis and treatment, that still lies with you know, the healthcare professionals.
That makes sense. It's about like combining the best of both worlds, right? Human expertise and the power of AI. But what about access?
Yeah.
Like, will this technology be available to everyone, or will it just benefit, you know, those who can afford it?
Yeah, that's a super critical consideration.
Mm.
And it's something that, you know, researchers and policymakers are really actively discussing.
Mm-hmm.
The goal should be to make this technology as accessible and equitable as possible.
Right.
So that everyone can benefit from, you know, these advances in AI-powered healthcare.
It would be a shame if this, like, incredible potential was only available to, you know, a select few. It feels like we're on the cusp of, like, a major shift in healthcare, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What else is on the horizon? Where do we go from here?
Well, I mean, the future of AI-generated health data is so exciting. One area where there's a lot of research going on is expanding CardiAction's capabilities.
Okay.
Remember, you know, we talked about those two modules,
right?
One for heart rate variability, one for morphology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, researchers want to add more modules.
Oh, wow.
To capture an even wider range of, like, physiological signals.
So instead of just focusing on ECGs, it could generate other types of health data.
Exactly. Imagine CardiAction being able to generate data for, you know, everything.
Wow.
From brain waves to blood sugar levels.
That's crazy.
This would give us, like, a much richer understanding of human health and disease.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
leading to even more powerful AI tools.
Right.
For diagnosis, treatment, and prevention.
It's mind-blowing. It feels like the possibilities are endless. But, you know, with all this talk about AI and data, it's easy to forget that we're talking about real people's lives, you know?
Yeah.
What does all this mean for, like, the average person? How will this, like, AI-generated health data impact their healthcare experience?
Well, imagine a world where your doctor can run, you know, thousands of simulations
mm-hmm.
on a digital twin of your heart mm-hmm. before deciding, like, on the best treatment plan.
Right.
Imagine being able to predict, you know, potential health risks years in advance.
Right.
Allowing you to, you know, make lifestyle changes or receive early interventions. That's the promise of this.
It sounds like a future where healthcare is way more personalized, proactive, and, you know, ultimately more effective. But as we move towards that future, it's important to remember that technology is just, like, one piece of the puzzle, right?
You're absolutely right. We mm-hmm. can't forget, you know, about the human aspects of healthcare.
Right.
The empathy, the compassion, you know, the human connection between doctor and patient. Those are things that you can't replace.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure we preserve and nurture them.
Right. Even as technology advances.
Exactly.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. We've covered a lot of ground today, from, you know, like, the nitty gritty details of CardiAction to the potential impact on the future of healthcare. And it's clear that this AI generated health data, it's powerful.
Yeah.
And it's up to all of us to ensure that it's used, you know, wisely and ethically. So thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, we hope it's sparked some thinking about, you know, the future of healthcare. It's a really exciting time.
It's been fun. Thanks for having me.
And remember, the future of healthcare, it's being written right now, and you have a role to play. Keep asking questions, keep learning, and keep pushing for a future where technology serves humanity.